I'd like to ask you whether there were any findings that were surprising to you.
I can't say that I'm surprised, but I think something that we continue to see evidence of that is important for people to keep in mind is the enormous complexity and diversity of survivors' needs. And as Anne highlighted earlier, the fact that a large percentage of survivors want help staying in their relationships safely. So they're not always leaving the relationship as their primary concern. And so if we need to be thinking more about how to provide supports that can be responsive to that desire on the part of survivors.
And again, I'm not surprised, but was interested to see the extent to which economic issues were identified by survivors. They reach out to domestic violence programs for help with employment, with housing, with transportation, with childcare, with responding to the impact of economic abuse, the need for credit repair and other kinds of things that they're struggling with as a result of having an abusive partner who's damaged them economically. As well as in other ways. So I think this continues to underscore the importance of increasing the capacity of domestic violence programs to respond to this this range of economic issues that survivors are bringing to our programs.